The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, maybe even good evening to people. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into in this hour, from NBA basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball. We've got the NFL draft to talk about. We've got NHL hockey playoffs to talk about. Man, oh man, we got a ton to talk about when it comes to the sports world. Mike Wilson, welcome back. Hour number two, brother. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling really good, man. I got more. Let's talk NBA. Let's talk some more draft, man, because it's just what it is right now, man. It's just about those two things.
Yeah, man. It's that time of year, man, where the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics are used to being foes in the playoffs. And you know what? I remember the battles early in the 70s and the 80s growing up as a kid, and it always makes me think back to those days of Bird and McHale and DJ and Ainge and Parrish, you name it, man. I remember those Celtic teams like the back of my hand, bro. So you know what? NBA basketball playoffs in full throttle. We got a couple good games to talk about that'll be happening, like you said, in just a little bit. Those Milwaukee Bucks and Boston Celtics start at 10 o'clock a.m. our time here in the Pacific. So wow, man, it's literally right around the corner. But so much to get into this hour. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti. Whatever you call it, it's about time we talked about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. No, not that perfect package. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Oh yeah, trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller. Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code USA. Again, use promo code USA at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422, code 4422. Enjoy!
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
And the clock will hit triple zeros, and it is done. Nothing pretty except the outcome. The Celtics strike first in the best of seven. They beat the Pacers in game one, 84-74. Kyrie behind the back shovel for Al Horford, drawing some moves and eyes, but Joseph right on him. Horford moves to Kyrie against Sabonis. Gets the hand down, quick three, got it.
Ooh. Man, that's nasty. And he turned over and spoke to somebody.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Boston, Milwaukee brings a lot of memories back to me growing up as a child in the great state of Wisconsin. Great times, man. Great times with those teams. Terry Cummings, Sidney Moncrief, Paul Pressey, Ricky Pierce, Jack Sikma, Paul Mokeski, Randy Brewer, Marcus Johnson. Oh, man, I could just keep going on. Junior Bridgman, Brian Winters. I could give you the history lesson if you want, people. Trust me. But it's back, and it's cool to see Boston and Milwaukee going back at it once again. Boston got the better of them last year, winning in seven. Both those teams were able to win on their home floor every time last year. And you know what the difference was having that home court advantage. Well, this year, the Milwaukee Bucks, best record in all of the NBA, have that advantage. So they'll have to rely heavily on that. But something that I think plays a huge factor in this, Mike, no Malcolm Brogdon, the president, at least for games one and two. And here's the deal. If you've been paying attention to this whole situation, plantar fasciitis, the prognosis is somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks for him to be out. Well, he's in that seventh week right now, okay? So he's right on the timeline. Games one and game two are going to happen. He's going to be out. But I fully expect him that he could be ready for game three and four and moving on in the playoffs. So if you're worried about the timeline, if you're worried about Malcolm Brogdon, he's right in the timeline, people. So don't get caught speeding. Don't get worried too much. He's right in the timeline of that 6 to 8 week period. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, you're exactly right. I mean, I remember I was in the car coming back from Vegas from the Pac-12 basketball tournament, and they were talking about Brogdon and his injury, and I'm like, ooh, that's going to set him back. But he's about right on time, like he said, with his return. And when he returns, that's a big bonus that's going to be for the Bucks there, having Brogdon back. Because he's such a solid player as it is. So we'll see how it is. You know, the Bucks aren't just going to throw him back in there. I mean, they got to kind of ease him back into this so they don't exactly re-aggravate anything, but just having Brogdon available for the Bucks moving forward, probably around game three, game four, is going to be huge for them. So, you know, the Celtics got to take care of stuff here. I mean, last year, I think the big difference between the two teams was in the coaching. I think the Celtics had the better coach last year, and that helped them down the stretch, take the Bucks out in seven games. This year, Budenholzer, you know, coaching the Bucks. I mean, Budenholzer is my coach of the year. That's an easy call for me. But, you know, I think everything is about as even as you can get with this series, with the only difference this year, the Bucks have home court advantage. So we got to see who's going to break through first on the road between these two teams. But it's certainly, you know, appointment television. I mean, get your popcorn, get your soda, kick your feet up, and enjoy two teams that are going to go at each other really, really hard.
I think both these games today are appointment television. You got Boston and Milwaukee going at it first at 10 o'clock our time in the Pacific time zone, obviously. But, it's Mountain Time, actually. And then Houston and Golden State going at it at 12:30 Mountain Time. So, look, these are four teams that could easily be playing in the NBA Finals. So if you're not knowing, then you better know these are going to be great games. Let me just say this. We talked about Brogdon. We talked about that injury. There is an injury on Boston as well, and that's Marcus Smart. So him not being in there, what does that do to them? Does that change their chemistry? And you talked about last year a little bit, and the difference being that the Bucks have home court advantage this year. And look, Tatum came into his own. Jaylen Brown came into his own. Those were guys that really stepped up and made a name for themselves in the playoffs last year. Rozier made a name for himself. You know, he's been awfully quiet when you think about it. There's a lot of good players on Boston, man. And I think the difference with Milwaukee this year, there's another difference other than the fact that they have the home court advantage. They've got different players, man. I mean, I know that a lot of the players are the same, but you add Miracic into this mix. You put Brook Lopez in this mix. You put a lot. DJ Wilson's now playing for the Bucks, so there's guys that are playing a lot more minutes and a heavier role. You know, Bledsoe's more comfortable. I think the Bucks are better. I guess is really my point. I really think the Bucks are better than they were last year when they played Boston in first round.
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah, I mean that's a no joke thing right there. They are better, and they proved it this year. I mean, Boston's going to have to. Everybody's going to have to go to boards because when you got the freak in there, you got Lopez. You got some guys that'll crash the boards. That'll make things tough because of their length, because of their height. Boston's not necessarily big. They are positionless basketball at its best. I mean, they got a bunch of guys that are interchangeable. They're long. They got a lot of, you know, their wing guys are long. They can play defense. So it's going to be interesting for me to see how the Celtics attack the boards, who's guarding who, what do they do with the freak? Do they try and double team him? Or is it let the freak score but shut everybody else down type of thing? So the defensive scheming for Boston is going to be something to watch for. And then just the matching of the wits between Brad Stevens and Budenholzer, man. I mean, that's going to be popcorn soda pop kind of thing to watch as well. So this is going to be great. And then, like you were saying, the Golden State Houston series. I mean, come on. I mean, there's not one person that doesn't want to see that. And you got to keep this in mind as well. And you alluded to it. It's only the semifinals of the conference. I mean, we're not to the conference finals anymore. And we got two matchups in each conference that are just should be crazy good. So, I mean, I'm excited. I'm just flat out excited for both the Western Conference semis and the Eastern Conference semis for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, these are matchups that we wanted to get. I think the only disappointment might be is that they're in the semifinals, like you said, and it's not the conference, you know, championship where the winner winds up going to the NBA Finals. Let me go back to the Bucks and Celtics real quick, okay, because you got a lot of interesting matchups. And, you know, you talked about Giannis and how do they guard him. Well, if I remember correctly, Al Horford was a handful for Giannis last year. And I think that what's really going to be interesting is to see the growth from Giannis from last year to this year and how well he's able to actually defend Al Horford. Because truth be told, I'm going to tell you right now, there's no way that Brook Lopez is going to be able to hang with Al Horford. So it becomes more on Giannis to go out there and defend in that pick and roll situation. And he's going to have to be playing Al Horford a little bit more. You know, I think you'll see Brook Lopez guarding Morris at times. I think it'll be interesting. Maybe even Jaylen Brown. I just think that Al Horford is such a tough matchup for the Milwaukee Bucks. How do they go about it? Does Giannis have the tools this year that he didn't have last year to better equip him to play him? I think there's a lot of really interesting matchups. Jaylen Brown, you know, Rozier got the best of Bledsoe last year, but Bledsoe is a different player this year. Does Bledsoe get the better of him and Kyrie? Like, how does that all turn out? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many great matchups in this matchup between the Bucks and the Celtics, Mike. I can't wait, dude. The next 39 minutes are going to go by incredibly slow for me. So, anyways, we got to take another pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We're going to come back. We'll continue rapping about the NBA because it's obviously on Mike's mind. It's obviously on my mind. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
That's a lot of points.
Yep.
Chris Paul off the floor. Black shot, Giannis. He just knocked it away from Clint Capella.
Lost it through his legs. Scooped up by Irving. Irving ahead. Extra feed. Oh, a special delivery. Brown to Tatum on a rack attack.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Burks. Intercepted by Green.
Tatum made 8 three-pointers in the 7-game series against Milwaukee. 14 points here in game one. Redick gives it back, and Simmons with the left-handed throwdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You know, we talked a moment about Toronto and Philadelphia. Toronto got game one, 108-95, but Kawhi Leonard was off the hook, man. 16 of 23 from the floor, 45 points, 11 rebounds, a couple assists, a couple of steals, a block. The guy was all over. He was incredible. Had a great performance. The other guy, Siakam is his name, I believe, if that's the correct pronunciation. But 12 of 15 was this kid from the field, okay? 3 of 4 from the three-point line. And that to me is where this guy has really improved his game, can really shoot the three ball, can shoot the ball from anywhere on the floor, gives you a little bit of everything, rebounding, you name it. He gives you everything. 29 points, though, was huge. Kyle Lowry, whether you think the guy's good or not, he's a little small. He's a little bit, I think at nights he's kind of a defensive liability to a point. But you know what? They were plus 25 with him on the floor, Mike. And you know what? He played 38 minutes. He had a solid game with 8 assists, but only 9 points. I think they're going to need more from him. But when you get 45 and 29 from two guys, it makes it a little bit easier for the rest of the team. But I'm telling you right now, I think Toronto is a very good basketball team, and they seem to be getting better as time goes, Mike.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree with that with Pascal Siakam. I mean, look, he was efficient as you-know-what last night. He got 29 points on 12 for 15 shooting. He was in and around the basket. He's an active body. And then when you put that with Kawhi going off for 45 and doing what he does on both ends of the floor with Kawhi Leonard, you got a 1-2 punch there. And like you said, Lowry, when you put him in the mix, you know, you got a three-headed monster there that, you know, can go off at any point. And you're exactly right with they are a very good basketball team that only seems to be getting better. And guess what? It's the playoffs. So this is the perfect time to be getting better each and every game. So yeah, as much as you and I, you know, personally, like both Boston and Milwaukee, there's that team, We the North, that is just kind of hiding out up there in Toronto. And they're going to be a handful for whoever has to play them in the next round.
You know, I'm looking at the box scores, and both of these teams did a really good job of playing a lot of players. You know, their key guys are playing in the heavy 30-minute range. You know, Tobias Harris is up to 38 minutes. Butler played 38 minutes. J.J. Redick a little bit over 30, 32 minutes. Simmons played 34. Embiid played 30 minutes. I think that's something to watch there. On the other side, Siakam plays 35. Leonard plays 38. Lowry plays 38 minutes. But again, if you look at what – I'm just going to make this point. I'm going to go back to the Milwaukee Bucks. If you look at what Budenholzer's been able to do, even in the playoffs – he's not playing those guys heavily, you know, in the 30s. Like, Giannis played like 28 minutes a game in that first round, and he was getting those numbers in a very short amount of time. And to be honest with you, if you look at what he did all season long compared to what James Harden did all season long, Giannis did it in 5 less minutes every single night on the court. So there's something about being efficient, but there's also something about managing these guys' minutes and knowing how to play these key guys in stretches in the playoffs and to not overdo it with these guys. So I think you got to watch the minutes played by these starters is what I'm really trying to say, and keep a close eye on it. If they have to – like why did Kawhi Leonard have to play 38 minutes – when they were pretty much dominating this basketball game? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that there's something to be said for the way that Budenholzer has been able to manage everybody's minutes, and we'll see if it pays dividends here moving on in the playoffs. Whereas some of these teams that have smaller rotations, like Houston, that guy Mike D'Antoni only plays 7 or 8 guys, so sooner or later those guys get tired, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And D'Antoni plays 8 guys at most. I mean, I think it's more of a 7-man rotation in Houston. But, you know, you talk about the Bucks, you know, and being efficient with the minutes. I mean, one of the factors, certainly in the first round, they were playing the JV squad up there in Detroit. I mean, Detroit's, you know, they just weren't very good. They didn't have enough talent. They don't really have anything up there. Besides that big guy in the middle. But, you know, it'll be interesting, but it also tells me this about Milwaukee. I mean, and you know this. I mean, this is no shock to the system here, but Milwaukee has depth. And when you got depth, you know, the minutes for your starters can come down. Boston has great depth. They don't play, you know, I think the minutes played are, you know, somewhere around what Milwaukee plays, because, you know, Boston, Celtics and the Bucks have something that most teams would absolutely love to have, and it's depth. They can put in multiple guys without losing too much, not going without too much of a drop off. So, it's, once again, man, I mean, this Celtics and Bucks thing is just going to be fun to watch. And I hate that we're not talking about Golden State and Houston as much right now. But, man, I mean, the matchup is just going to be sick. It's just going to be crazy.
Well, and we are. I mean, we're basically just talking about all of them. And I do want to switch over now to talk a little bit more about Houston and Golden State. And when you think about this matchup, I mean – it's a juggernaut, right? I mean, it's a great matchup of, you know, how do you stop James Harden, the one-man wrecking crew, and what he does on that offensive side of the ball with Houston. And then on the other side, Golden State, they're actually coming into this series a little bit banged up. I mean, we didn't talk about the Clipper-Golden State series at all, but I'll tell you what, the Golden State won that series. But I hate to say it, the Clippers won that series too, man. Forcing 6 games against Golden State was a win from the Clippers. And I'll tell you what it also does. It's a huge selling point for the Clippers next year moving forward. This is a quality team, and they don't even have any damn superstars, Mike. So you put a couple of superstars on this team, look out, the Clippers could be somebody to be reckoned with in the near future, but we're not giving them enough credit with the way that they were able to play Golden State. They were, I think that Steve Kerr or somebody said it, that they're like a cockroach. They just don't go away. You know, they keep bothering you. They're very pesky. They're pesky. They get at you. And they did a great job of getting under the skin of the Golden State Warriors. And, yeah, the Golden State Warriors wound up winning that. We knew they would. But at the end of the day, the Clippers played them a lot better than anybody expected. Will that help Houston beat the Golden State Warriors because they're coming into this thing a little banged up?
It could. I mean, it's easy to see how it could, but – I expect this to go 7 games. I expect Golden State to win this. I think all the games are going to be reasonably close, if not extremely close, even with maybe a game or two that goes into overtime. But let's face it, I mean, Houston was designed to beat Golden State. I mean, all the things, the decisions in the front office that have been made the past few years have been designed to take the Warriors out. So now they got their shot, and let's see what they can do with it. Let's just hope everybody, you know, like you said, I mean, the Splash Brothers are a bit banged up with their ankle injuries, and it looks like Clay's ankle injury is a little bit more serious than people thought, but let's hope he can get in there and try and make a difference, because, you know, last year, I mean, we all know that the Rockets were, you know, a quarter away from sending the Golden State Warriors home. Now that everybody's reasonably healthy, let's see if Golden State can withstand it, and let's see if Houston can finish, you know, what they didn't finish last year.
Yeah, both those guys day to day, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, and I would think that it would have to be something pretty big to keep either one of those guys out of Game One against Houston, right, in the semifinals of the Western Conference. So expect those guys to play. Expect to get great efforts from everybody. And you know what? Like you said, I agree. I think both of these series are going to be great. We do need to talk about the other series a little bit too. So we'll do that on the other side, and we'll get into some other things as well. But NBA basketball, man, the playoffs, they're here, people. And if you can't tell, Mike Wilson and I are very excited about them. He's a Celtic fan. I'm a Bucks fan. This is going to be a lot of fun. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back. We'll continue with the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. Keep it close.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Raptors will likely just dribble this out. 9 seconds to go. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Pounding the ball into the floor. CJ Miles. As the Raptors come to the Bay Area and pick up the victory for the first time since 2004.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, baby. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that's still kind of going on. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. please check out the website too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, we told you about the Bucks playing Boston. We told you about Houston playing Golden State. There's a couple of other series that are taking place. You've got the Raptors and the Sixers. You've also got the Blazers and the Nuggets, right? And the Sixers and the Raptors, they've already gotten it started. Kawhi Leonard had that huge game, 45 points. They get game one, 108-95. Trailblazers and Nuggets, both these teams got here in different ways, Mike. You know, the Blazers had an easy series with Oklahoma City, and the Nuggets had a tough one with San Antonio, okay? So the Blazers and Dame, like you said, man, it's Dame time all the time, and especially in the playoffs. The Nuggets, this is an up-and-coming team that, in a weird way, I said they would get through. You said San Antonio. I said the Nuggets would probably win in seven, and it wound up being that way. But with that being said, this is also a team, kind of like Toronto Raptors. I feel like the Nuggets will get better as the postseason goes on, but they're up against a real tough one in McCollum and Dame. I'm sorry, but that to me is the best backcourt in the NBA playoffs right now. Yes or no?
Oh, without question it is. And I think if I said anything less, my family and friends listening to us up in Portland would probably get on the phone and probably try to wring my neck through the phone if I said otherwise. But Dame and McCollum are just a 1-2 punch that they can rely on to close games. And I've said for a little while now that the thing that concerns me is Denver doesn't necessarily have a closer. Okay. I mean, Jokic in the middle, yeah, he can, but I don't know if you're going to go to him, you know, late in the game to get you a bucket. Maybe Murray is that guy that's developing, but right now they don't have a closer just to go get a bucket, and Portland does. Portland has two guys that they can go to get them a bucket at the end of the game, and certainly those guys have a range of, you know, I'm in the arena, okay, I'm in my range kind of deal. And I think Dame has picked up a lot of confidence from doing what he did against OKC and shutting up the triple-double boy there in OKC. So I look for Portland to win this. I think it's going seven games, but I think Portland's going to win this in seven. That's just kind of how I see it. But you're right with Denver. They're kind of like, you know, they're kind of like Toronto. Even though I think Toronto has better talent than I think Denver has, I think Denver is kind of learning on how to win in the playoffs on the fly because they've just never done this before. So gaining all the confidence they gained last night from winning that game seven, and I don't care if that game seven was at home, which it was, or on the road. You win a game seven, that puts a lot of confidence in your team. So this is not going to be some, you know, quick series or anything like that. I think Portland Denver's certainly going to go seven games.
No, I agree. I think this is going to be a tight one. You know, you had guys like LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan who have been in big games. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Rudy Gay has also played in a lot of big games. And, you know, the only guy on the Nuggets, if I'm not mistaken, was Paul Millsap that had been in a game seven before for them, or a very few number of guys that have been in a game seven situation. And at the end of the day, man, you know, it got tight. They got a little nervous. They were starting to succumb a little bit to that pressure, but the big dogs stepped up when they really needed them to. And Murray and Harris are tough. And we know about the Joker. Jokic the guy is unbelievable. I mean, he's a triple double waiting to happen himself, to be honest with you. I mean, we talk about Russ and how great of a triple double machine he is. Well, you know, Jokic can put up those triple doubles left and right too. The guy's really good. And I do think the thing that I'm concerned about with them, their bench is short, man. You know, they only played four guys the other night off the bench, Plumlee, Morris, Beasley, and Barton, and the minutes weren't all that heavy. And Harris, Jokic, those guys played 40-plus. Again, I'm telling you, watch. Just watch the way this all develops and the way that this all turns out. These teams that are playing few players, like Denver and like Houston, sooner or later, the lack of depth is going to wind up hurting you. And, you know, Portland, they can go relatively deep. So, and again, they have such a great scoring punch from Lillard and McCollum that they're going to be tough. I mean, those guys are going to put up 50 to 70 every single night, right, between the two of them. So you're going to have your guys, your regular guys, the Murrays and the Harrises, they're going to have to play spectacular basketball every single night. And here's what's the difference is they're going to have to expend a lot of energy on the defensive side of the ball, Mike. So I'm telling you, the lack of depth for a team like Denver and a team like Houston moving forward, watch it. Just check it out, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's something I always pay attention to, you know, is how deep can you go? And once again, going back to our two favorite teams, I mean, we are blessed with organizations that consider depth a big thing to have, and the depth that is used. I mean, Budenholzer uses his depth very well. Brad Stevens uses his depth very well. So, yeah, the teams like Houston, teams like Denver, like you've been saying, you got to keep an eye on how many minutes their starters are logging, because at some point, you do get tired, and these are very highly conditioned, in shape guys. But there comes a time when you're playing, you know, over 40 minutes a game, you know, through these tough NBA playoffs, that it is one of those things where guys are going to get tired, and it may cost you a game, maybe two in the end. It may cost you from moving on to the playoffs.
All right, so for instance, you look at Game 5 from Houston and Utah, right? It's a closeout game, and it was a relatively close game, so Houston had to play their guys, obviously, some big minutes. Tucker plays 40, Harden plays 39, Gordon plays 40 minutes. And here's the aberration, okay? Here's the aberration of what D'Antoni was able to do in this game. He winds up playing 7 guys off of his bench, right? But let me tell you this, Mike, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, and there were like 5 guys that played 7 minutes or less, okay? So it's basically what I'm trying to say to you is those starters are playing too many minutes. I'm telling you, man. Gordon playing 40, Harden playing 39, Tucker playing 40. You've got to be able to rely on your bench a little bit more than what they do. What happened to Kenneth Faried? That guy was a big part of what they did throughout the regular season. He played 3 minutes in that game. That's a really active body. That's a guy that you're going to have to play against the Golden State Warriors, man. He's going to have to match up against some of their big guys. You know, the Bogutts of the world. Mike D'Antoni is going to have to break what he always does. And I'm telling you, this is what always kills this guy, is that he can't do it. He's too stubborn, bro. He's going to play 6 or 7 or 8 guys, and he's going to wear them out. That's what's going to happen. Houston's going to be too tired. Golden State will win this series. I agree with you, man.
Yeah, no, I think if I could just say ditto, I would say ditto. But, no, you hit the nail on the head with all this. I mean, here's the thing, even without Boogie on Golden State, because he's out with his thigh injury, you know, you have 4 other dudes that are proven winners. They have championships to show for it. This is something where the depth of Golden State and the depth of talent that they that Golden State has could shine through in a big way. So Houston's going to have to be very careful in terms of, you know, the minutes. But, I mean, you know, at this point, D'Antoni kind of throws caution to the wind and just goes, go out and play. I'll take you out if I need you to take you out. But I think Golden State, in the end, with their depth and their talent, does win out.
I'm going to go on record right now, bro. I'm going to tell you straight up how I feel about Boogie. That was a blessing in disguise, my man. I'm sorry, but they got better when Boogie got hurt. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. He can't play the pick and roll. He was a defensive liability for them, and everybody's afraid to say it, but I'm not afraid to say it. They got better when Boogie got hurt the other day, man. I'm sorry. It's the truth. Boogie, you're right. He's a dynamic scorer. He makes that offense even more of a juggernaut. But defensively, he was killing the Golden State Warriors. Bogut is a better defensive piece for them. He knows his role much better than Boogie Cousins did. And in this case, man, it's addition by subtraction. They got better the minute that Boogie Cousins got hurt. And I'm sorry for Boogie. I feel bad for him and everything. But the truth is, Golden State's better without him.
Yeah, Bogut knows his role. He knows what he does well. He knows how to be successful in that offensive scheme that they have there in Golden State. You get Boogie in a pick and roll, you got an advantage. I mean, they would just pick and roll you to death with Boogie because he can't cover it at all. And Houston, what do they like to do besides shooting threes? They'll go pick and roll all day long. So I think Bogut's a little bit more agile in terms of, you know, moving side to side and covering these pick and rolls as well. So you could certainly be onto something in terms of addition by subtraction with Golden State.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this Alphonso McKinney kid from Wisconsin Green Bay of all places comes in, makes impact plays for them. They get great play out of their bench. Looney's another guy that comes in and does damage for them. We know what Andre Iguodala does. That dude is so vital to their success in what they do. And their starting lineup, with or without Boogie, is just remarkable. If you put Livingston in there, it really makes no difference, man. They have so much depth. They're so good, and they're going to beat Houston, and it's going to be because of the lack of depth. If you look at the last game that they played against the Clippers, they played eight guys off their bench, man. They played 13 players. There's really not many other teams in the league that can do that. Them and the Milwaukee Bucks might be the only two teams that can go 11, 12, 13 deep. And it pays dividends. I'm telling you, man, these other teams, Houston, Toronto, everybody else, you better play your bench. You better trust your bench. Otherwise, you're going to run into problems. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do it. We're going to do what we always do. We're going to give our parting shots when we come back for the final time here today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Our these two teams met was in Chicago at the United Center with New Orleans prevailing in one overtime. And there's the shot good by Cousins. And they're going to milk him. Bounce back to Etuan. Etuan takes it into the lane, back to Cousins. A wide open three is good. Cousins knocks down a three.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others.
Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
With the third pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Quinnen Williams, nose tackle, Alabama.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on a Sunday where we're always live 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then I come back late night doing what I always do for you on the weekend recap in sports overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Love talking to you on both the Dorf on Sports radio show and the weekend recap in sports overnight America. But at this time, like we always do, Mike Wilson, it's parting shot time, my friend. You're up.
Hey, my parting shot time is just one that Andy, you probably hold close to you. The shooting outside of San Diego yesterday in terms of that synagogue. Yes. When it happened, I immediately thought of you. Thoughts and prayers out to the lady that was fatally shot. Things like this should not happen in places of worship at all.
I agree 100%, bro. That's great stuff. And you know what? My parting shot is going to go to all those Milwaukee Bucks fans, man. You know me. I'm born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. I grew up watching the Bucks play in the 70s and the 80s. And you know what? The Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks, that's a common thing when the postseason usually happens. So I'm excited for that. I can't wait for Mike. For Scott on the other side, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.